Welcome to As for Football's Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. As for Football's Army Football Show is brought to you by Uniform Flag. Order yours today with 100% of the proceeds going to the Lead the Way Fund.
That was really not the way I wanted to spend my Saturday night 2 weeks ago, but I don't think any of you really wanted to spend your Saturday night that way either. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's coming up on the docket this week at Wisconsin. But first, it's your intro. Hey, I'm Jordan in Atlanta, Georgia, coming to you live with the As for Football Army Football Show, joined by Dan in Coastal Connecticut, James in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Rob in Fayetteville, North Carolina, coming off of a disappointing performance at Ball State, coming off a bye week, and now previewing Wisconsin. Dan, how are we feeling minus the loss?
Well, it's been a good weekend for me. I mean, this was the wildest weekend of college football in a while, and it was just awesome. Plus, my daughter came home from college, so I've got every reason in the world to be happy, but I am highly nervous heading into this Wisconsin game.
Yeah, absolutely. James, how are you feeling?
So much going on in a state that's flat and windy, but couldn't have been better timed for a bye week. So rested and ready for the Wisconsin game.
And Rob?
Honestly, after not having an Army game to watch this week, it was it's kind of refreshing, not because of anything else other than I got to get two games on at the same time, because normally I split my attention with Army, but I usually don't split my attention very well. So being able to watch some of these barn burners that were going on, like no defense in the Big 12 whatsoever, was fun to watch, and it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, I got to say, you know, as much as I love Army football, it is kind of nice we have a bye week, because this is our part-time side gig, and you know, watching the game and trying to tweet it and trying to have reactions and trying to analyze it, like, it's just, it takes a lot out of you versus just watching, you know, Texas and Oklahoma go at it. Enjoy the bye week, but definitely looking forward to the Wisconsin game. And we have a new sponsor. Well, kind of. It's still through Emblem Athletic, but our new sponsor is Uniform Flag. And Uniform Flag offers hand-dyed American flags made from donated U.S. military uniforms. 11-inch by 14-inch flags, so you can carry true American spirit into your home or business, all in three steps. You choose your uniform fabric, they hand-make your flag, and then you display your new flag. And I actually, before we got these guys as a sponsor, I actually went ahead and ordered one. Well, my girlfriend ordered it for me for my birthday, but you know, it gives you the option of either just selecting a uniform that's been donated, or you can actually send in your old uniform. So if you have a ton of uniforms from your time at West Point or in the Army that are sitting in a trunk in your basement and you don't know what to do with them, go to uniformflag.com and they will take that and, you know, turn it into a really cool flag. They use something called die-hard technology. Whatever they do ensures that the colors won't run and you'll have this piece for generations. Also really cool is they donate 100% of their profits to help them support veterans in need of the Rangers Lead the Way Fund. That's really cool. Definitely go ahead and check that out. You know, As for Football recommends it. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk Ball State. So Army lost 28-16. We got stunned in the first quarter, going down 14-0 after one play from scrimmage from the Ball State offense. They returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Then next play, got a touchdown, and then next drive made it 21-0. We just couldn't recover. Dan, what else happened against Ball State?
Well, you know, Army's offense looked good through the second quarter. Their defense actually played well, starting from the point when they were down 21-0 through some portion of the first quarter, all of the second and third quarters. But whatever adjustments the Cardinals made at halftime, Army never got their offense off the blocks in the second half. We saw the Black Knight offense get four punts plus two interceptions. They turned over twice on downs. You know, it sucked because the defense was good. We've actually got the sack leader nationally on this team right now, or we did before the bye week. You know, this defense turned in a decent performance. The offense was close. Yeah, it's just tough. You know, you get 279 yards rushing. I'm sorry, 279 yards total, 213 yards rushing, 38 minutes time of possession. You'd like to think that you could make that work somehow, but they went 5 of 15 passing. Like, they probably needed to go 7 or maybe 8 of 15 passing to win this game, and they just didn't. And that's bad. So yeah, that's my take.
Offensively, James, what was kind of the output / lack of output?
So yardage wise, 279 yards total offense, 213 rushing, a little less than you want to see. 38-10 time possession, although that doesn't matter when you have so many drives. As Dan said, 5 of 15 passing. It's never a good day when Army's passing the ball 15 times. So whatever the numerator in that fraction is, the denominator is an indicator in and of itself. The O-line just got overpowered all day with the exception of the second quarter. I don't know what happened in the locker room, but certainly Ball State had a much more productive halftime than Army did when it came to the trenches. His tackles are just missing assignments, making poor blocks. What really happened was we didn't end up having numbers on the outside, which is what the option is based around. When you don't have numbers on the outside, you get stopped for, you know, almost no gain, which happened all day long when going to the perimeter. It really wasn't good. And one of the worst parts is because Army couldn't sustain drives, it affected the defense. You know, we talk about, giving up 28 points. Well, the defense only gave up 21 of those points. Ball State had like four extra drives compared to the average of Army's opponents this year. And that all starts with the offense. That starts with the offense having a lot of three and outs, a lot of punts, and just not being able to stay on the field.
You mentioned, you know, the Army defense. Rob, what, you know, besides the fact that we lost and, you know, they scored more points than we did, how did the defense do?
All right, so defense did pretty well, right? They held Ball State to 269 yards and only 36 yards rushing. So the rushing numbers were great. They were 0-2 on fourth down, and they were only at 25% on their third down conversion percentage. So when you look at those numbers, if you took those abstractly, it looks like it was a great game for the defense. It's just the other side of the ball and the special teams kerfuffles that kind of led to, you know, the difference in the game. If you take those three scores off the board, Army wins, you know, 16-7. However, you know, in reality, two sacks and four tackles for a loss shows a pretty impressive game. You know, the first two drives were pretty effective. I think Army was still stunned from the kick return and being down 7 points. That gave them kind of the advantage of that first touch or that first long touchdown pass again. And then after that, they kind of got their act together and shut them down. And again, most of the other scores were short field opportunities based off the offense inability to produce. And you would think with, you know, 38 minutes of time of possession, tempo does matter. But when you look at the explosive plays over 25 yards, actually 50 yards that Ball State had, that's kind of put the defense in a bad position.
Really just defense kind of got behind the sticks early, or just behind the eight ball early. And, you know, it wasn't enough. And usually the defense is kind of what bails us out in these close games. And it wasn't enough. Zach Harding had 5 punts, averaging 40 yards. Realistically, the biggest mistake of the day was just the opening kickoff getting returned for a touchdown. Second time we've let that happen this year, almost the third. And, you know, very early in the season, we at Astro Football saw some things on special teams that we were concerned about, and we raised those, and unfortunately those are kind of coming to roost. So don't want to spend a ton of time on this loss. You know, it was almost 2 weeks ago by the time you're going to hear this. But if you were on Twitter and you were a grown-ass man and you are cursing out a 20-year-old kid, you're an asshole and you need a new hobby. If you think that, you know, Tyler went out there and intentionally threw this game, you obviously have no concept of football or no competitive instinct whatsoever. If you're mad at someone, you'll get mad at the coaches, because the worst thing they're going to do is block you on Twitter, because that's what they do to us anyway. But going after a 20-year-old kid, like, find something better to do with your time, because I'm assuming if you're in your 50s, you maybe have a kid, and if you don't, it's because you're a lonely, miserable asshole and no one loves you. But if you do have a kid, would you want them going at your son or daughter like that? No, absolutely not. Like, this kid's on Twitter, and you're tagging him in these tweets, so don't do that. And I would like to think and assume that the people who are that ugly and horrible would not listen to our show, but you probably do. And if you are and you're feeling a little twinge of guilt right now, do you want to turn this podcast off and blast me on Twitter? Go chew some rocks and go play in traffic. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Dan, you're going to take us through the good.
Okay, I love the good. Yeah, man, like I said, the defense, and especially outside linebacker Andre Carter. He is, or at least was before the bye week, the nation's sack leader. Like, when was the last time we had the nation's sack leader at West Point? That is unbelievable. This guy is definitely headed for the NFL. That's awesome. And also, second quarter offense. Let's just keep this in mind. We had two gritty drives by Tyler. A lot of people got upset because it seemed like he had bad reads, but the dude is just out there trying to make plays. You know, he's like 5'8", 150. I mean, what do you want? This kid is doing his best. And Zach Harding, you know, he's a great punter. There were good things in this game. There were plenty of good things. It's just down the stretch, you know, the team couldn't make adjustments, and I don't want to belabor it.
Rob, the bad.
Do we need to get any deeper into this? It's the
no.
offense.
No, I think we've been through this.
Yeah, the offense was what it was, and I think that's enough said. And then the only other thing that I would mention on bad is the number of punts that we had to do, and that was 5. And that's the most punts that Army has had all season up until that point. I think they maybe punted once up until that game, and then they punted 5 times, or 7 total for the year, I think it was. So 2 punts in the previous 4 games, and then 5 against Ball State, and that was bad enough. Moving on to the ugly.
And I'll save everybody the trouble. It was a kickoff return and then 15 passing attempts. So can't try to throw the ball 15 times and win the game when you're Army and when you don't have your passing quarterback in. So real quick, final thoughts on the game, Dano.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this super short. But I, you know, trend that I found when I was looking at this game, Army started this game. Started this season in the first 3 games throwing very well. They were completing something like 70-75% of their passes. In the last 2 games, they've gone 5 of 20 passing with 2 interceptions. The fact that the offense has stalled against Miami of Ohio and then Ball State when they also went 5 of 20 passing, this is not a coincidence, right? And like I said, if Army could have just gone 7 of 15 or maybe 8 of 15 passing, I honestly think they would have won this game. All other factors aside, and those throws were definitely there. They just got to execute. And, you know, other thing, I said that this was a classic trap game in our quick takes recap. You know, you're on the road against a quote unquote bad opponent with a bigger, more challenging game on the horizon. That is the actual definition of a trap game. The problem is, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but Ball State is not actually bad. In fact, they're very good. They just got off to a bad start. They beat a very, very good Western Michigan team this past weekend, 45-20. Western Michigan was previously 4-1. They'd only lost to Michigan at the Big House. So now Ball State is 3-3. They look like they're headed to a bowl game. At a minimum, they could easily repeat as the MAC champs if things break right. They need to get by Eastern Michigan this weekend, and then they've got Miami of Ohio, Akron, Northern Illinois, Central Michigan, and Buffalo. Friends, they could win out. That isn't even unlikely. So if Ball State finishes with 9 or 10 wins, their whole season is going to look much different than what we thought it was heading into this game 2 weeks ago. Let's just bear that in mind.
Yeah, I think that's some great perspective, Dan. And like I said, at the end of the day, this was a much better team than we gave them credit for. That showed. So
yeah.
Going to review fact or fiction very quickly. Dan said Army has 2+ sacks and Andre Carter retakes the lead. That was a fact. I said we had more than 50 passing yards. That was a fact. James said the defense has at least 2 turnovers. That was fiction. We had 0 turnovers. Recovered 0 turnovers. And then Rob said we would block a punt, return it for a touchdown. Really wish that happened, but that was also fiction. So if you were listening to this podcast, you know that we put out a lot of content each week. Sure, you can follow us on social media and hope you catch all of it between Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But you could also sign up for our mailing list and get articles delivered to your inbox every week. Go to askforfootball.com, scroll down to the bottom, and enter your information into the subscribe box. That'll put you on our mailing list, and you'll hear from us once a week. It's easy. Help us help you sign up for our mailing list today. So with that, we've covered, you know, the bad and the ugly, and now it's Wisconsin. You know, it's the 500-pound badger in the room. You know, Wisconsin has got off to a rough start. They're 2-3. 3 losses to ranked teams, though. Michigan, Penn State, and Notre Dame. All of those are turning out to actually be really good football teams this year, despite what happened last year. Strong wins over Eastern Michigan and Illinois. Bottom line is that the team has been disappointing to the diehard Wisconsin fans who sit there shirtless in the snowstorm, but they don't really have any outrageous losses. So that really kind of tees us up of what's going to happen when Army goes to Madison this week. Dan, on the offense, what, you know, I'm assuming it's a classic big style or Big Ten style offense, but have they been able to execute?
Well, it's all about the running game, right? Graham Mertz was supposed to turn the program around, mm-hmm. but the reality is that he's completing about 55% of his passes for about 6 yards per attempt, which is not great.
Is he still hurt? Do you know?
He played last week. I don't know if he's hurt, but he went in against Illinois, which he had to, right? They needed that game. At that point, they were 1-3. Anyway, Mertz has thrown 2 touchdowns against 7 interceptions. This is not recommended. Overall, the Badgers are averaging about 20 points a game, about 30% on third down. One of the worst teams in the country at protecting the ball with 13 turnovers. Oof. But, you know, they're putting up 380 yards per game. And when they run it effectively, they're pretty damn good. 4.5 yards per carry. Running back, I'm not sure how you say this, Chez Malusi. I'm sure that that's not right. 477 yards rushing this year. They got a couple of guys who have 100 yards this year, and then they've got a couple of wide receivers with 16 receptions each. Wow, butchered that. So, you know, this offense is not great. They certainly aren't great passing, but they do run downhill. It's a little scary. We'll see.
So a team that has 3 losses, you know, how good can their defense be? Rob?
Well, looking at the defense, their defense has the number one rush defense in the nation, so that's not a good thing for Army. They're allowing 1.7 yards per carry. In fairness, they played a lot of pass-heavy teams, but they still have a strong defensive front. It'll be interesting to see what happens, particularly making adjustments, because there's some film based off of 2 other games this season that will allow their defensive line to make adjustments to affect the play of Army this year. They're good at getting off of the field. Third down conversions is about 25%. The natural question is, how will they do on fourth down? But they've allowed 6 conversions out of 11 fourth down tries. So again, I think if you're in that fourth and short kind of scenario, advantages for Army. The good news is the Badgers have only forced 3 turnovers all season. Two of them were picks and 1 fumble. So because we don't throw that much, chances of us turning the ball over with their defense is lower unless something gets forced. You know, given their defensive perspective, they haven't been able to prevent people from scoring points, and I think that's the biggest difference. So they're averaging about 20 points per game allowed. And so with an offense like Army, if we can get that 20 points and keep Graham Mertz and company in the offense off of the field, good chance for Army to keep it close and potentially win it so long as they're not on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they haven't really seen a team like us this year. We haven't seen a team like them this year. So really going to be interesting to see, you know, what type of preparation that we've done in the last 2 weeks and who's healthy on our side of the ball, but also, you know, what they have, because they have a Big Ten schedule and the Big Ten is super competitive this year. And they're probably looking ahead to, well, we're hoping that they're looking ahead to who else is on their schedule. Special teams wins championships. James, what are they doing on that special side of the ball?
Well, so their starting kicker, Colin Larsh, has missed 2 field goals this year. One was a relative chip shot. I think it was about 30 yards, but the other one was from 50 plus. I think they only have one other missed kick on the year, and it was an Eastern Michigan game. They had a backup kicker come in, presumably just to get him some experience, so I wouldn't worry too much about that one. Punter Andy, I'm going to butcher this, Vujnovic, is somehow not on the Ray Guy Award watch list, but he certainly deserves to be there. He's averaging something like 45 yards per punt, has a couple of 60-plus yard punts, very few touchbacks. Really good punter. And I think there's a distinct possibility this game comes down to a battle of the punters. I could see this just being an entire field position game and the final score being 13-9. And the only difference is that, well, one defense had an extra stop inside a field goal range and it turned into a difference of 4 points. And that could really be the difference in this game. If that's the case, the MVP of this game deserves to be the winning team's punter, because it's going to be back and forth all day long. Field position is going to be huge. So you could very well see a Zach versus Andy, battle for the majority of 60 minutes.
I think you got a point there. And, you know, I assume Wisconsin, they got a bunch of guys, you know, named Dan Smith, but then they have, you know, Andy Vujinov, whatever. So betting line and game notes, open Wisconsin 10, currently at Wisconsin -11.5. Wisconsin's -440 on the money line, and over under sits at 42.5. I could see it going either way, over or under. The Big Ten Network has the game starting at 8 p.m. So that means that game's going to go till 11:30, which means church Sunday morning may or may not happen. Weather is in Mass, Wisconsin, will be in the high 50s and cloudy. So good football weather. Takes on the game. Daniel.
Yeah, man. I am most concerned about Army moving the ball. I do not think a bunch of crazy triple option tricks are going to work. These guys are big and fast and disciplined, and they're not going to sit there and overload the line or anything like that. I'm just scared they're going to swallow our offense and eat it whole. Like I said, these guys are good in all the wrong ways. With that said, however, if Army can sustain just one or two drives, they have a really good chance at winning this game, because it's not like Wisconsin's offense is necessarily great. They haven't been great all season, and Army's defense is great. It's just that no one has sustained drives on the ground against Wisconsin. So this is like one of the hardest offensive games that I can remember in my Army fandom. And I keep coming back to this, but it's worth, like, I don't want Army to be an air raid team, but I think 15 passing attempts is extremely likely in this contest, and they're going to have to hit more than five of them, bottom line. Like, that's, if they can't hit 50% of their passes, they're not going to win, full stop.
Agreed. James?
So Dan says they're good in all the wrong ways. That's certainly true about their defense, but I think the inverse is true for their offense. Their offense is bad in all of the right ways. This is not a great offense. The computers actually rank this the fourth best offense that Army has played this year. And that includes, you know, five group of five teams. I believe the only team that's worse than Wisconsin is UConn, and maybe one other. So this is, you know, not a fantastic offense. It's a team that makes a lot of mistakes and isn't careful with the ball. If Army's defense can capitalize on those mistakes, Army's got a decent chance in this game. If that defense can give Army's offense a couple of short fields, that's the difference between, you know, 14 and maybe 3 points on those drives alone. Not having to go 65 yards against Wisconsin would be a huge benefit. So they're not completely out of the woods there. One thing I will say about Wisconsin's defense, they are great against the run. And yes, they have faced a really good rushing team in Michigan, but Michigan didn't really run the ball on them. Michigan passed and they won the game through the air. Wisconsin has not played a lot of perimeter, or hasn't really played any perimeter running teams. So yes, they're good at stopping the run up the middle, but that doesn't mean that their defensive front is fast. And I'm not saying they're not fast, but they haven't proven themselves yet. So this could be a game where if Army can get established on the perimeter, they can really do some damage. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's certainly something you could try to exploit.
Rob, what's your take?
All right, so real quick, the offensive numbers are fairly similar, so I would say it's a push on the offensive side of the ball, but I think defense is where it's going to matter. Both defenses are stout against the run, but turnovers are ultimately the difference. Army is +3 right now, whereas Wisconsin is at -10. So I think that creates those extra opportunities or those extra touches to give you the points to go ahead and win the ball game. You just have to ensure that the defense is like scrapping and punching and clawing at the ball the entire game, because I think Wisconsin will give it up. They've shown to do that all season. So again, the turnover ratio will probably be the difference, and I think that will create the extra opportunity that Army needs to win the game.
You know, bottom line is, if we played like we did against Ball State, it is going to be a very ugly game. If we play like we have against, you know, Georgia State and, you know, Miami of Ohio, I guess to a lesser extent, we can hang in this. And if one thing, you know, breaks our way, we can win this game. I'm really seriously hoping that Ball State was an anomaly and that's not the type of play calling and offensive production that we see moving forward. But if it is, it's going to be a long year. So let's go into this game cautiously optimistic and see what happens. You know, the boys usually get up for big high-pressure games like we did against Oklahoma and Michigan. So it'll be really interesting for us to see what type of team comes out on Saturday night. That being said, let's go ahead and move into fact or fiction.
Fact.
That is correct.
Or fiction.
Incorrect.
Dan, what do you have for us?
My fact or fiction is Army completes greater than 50% of their passes. And essentially, I'm asking you if you think Army is going to win the game, because if they complete more than 50% of their passes, it means they're probably going to be okay on offense. James.
I'm going to say I think I disagree with your premise, but I will say fact.
Jordan.
Fact.
Rob.
I'm going to say fact.
Well, then we've got fact agreement, even though I'm super nervous about it. I mean, this is like one of those things where if you're the coaching staff and if you've just gone 5 of 20 over the past two games passing the ball and watch your offense stall out. Like, this has to be a focus. So please, for the love of God, let's make this a focus and get this fixed.
All right. I'm going to go next, and I'm going to say Army has more than 250 yards rushing. James.
I feel like that's a question of, is Army going to win the game or not? I will say, fact, they bounce back after Ball State.
All right. Dan?
Fiction. If you look at how these games tend to play out, Army always struggles to run the ball. You know, you look at Michigan a couple of years ago, I don't think that they got 250 yards rushing. What they did was they got turnovers and they created opportunities for themselves. And I think that's this game too.
Rob?
I'm going to say fact. I think it's going to be short field, but they're going to get a short field and they're going to capitalize on it on the ground and score some points, hopefully. I think it's within reason. So I'm going to say fact.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and side with Dan on this one and say fiction. I think it's going to be the battle of short fields and who turns the ball over least. James, speaking of turnovers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Army is +2 or greater in the turnover margin. Little context. That's exactly where Wisconsin sits at -2 over the course of the year, per game. And Army is obviously a net positive there. So +2 or greater turnover margin. Jordan, what do you got?
I'm the same fixture. I'm the same fact. Just based on Wisconsin's track history, you know, we have some ball hawks on defense. Assuming we don't turn the ball over, our fact.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah, I agree. That's a fact. If you're Wisconsin, this got to be the last thing on earth that you're worried about. You're worried about the triple option and every other thing. The last thing you're worried about is throwing picks to Army DBs who are all, 7 inches shorter than your wide receivers. And we've seen this very consistently over the years. You know, they turned Oklahoma over multiple times. They're going to turn Wisconsin over.
All right, Rob.
I'm going to say fiction, but I'm going to say the one turnover that Army gets is not going to matter. You know what I mean? I think the number is not going to matter. I think, there's going to be one turnover of significance. So I'm going to go with fiction, but I like the way you think.
All right.
Rob, all right. You're up.
Okay, so I think Army will win the time of possession this game. James, what do you think?
You know, Wisconsin does have a good time of possession just because they run the ball a lot, but they don't prioritize the clock management portion of that. I think that's more just by happenstance. So I think that Army is going to easily win the time of possession battle, regardless of who wins the game.
I agree. Fact. I don't think it's going to be like 45 minutes to 15 minutes like it was against Oklahoma. I think it'll probably be 32 minutes to 28 minutes. But I think we're going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to say fact as well, because if they don't win, this is going to be a blowout.
All right. And then closing out. Yeah, we got fact agreement on this. I think Army will win the time of possession. They've demonstrated that ability to do that time and time again, particularly against the bigger Power 5 teams, to maintain ball control. So I think that's an important thing going into this game. So yeah, fact agreement on time of possession. Jordan.
Thanks, Rob. So closing thing. Dan, do you have a favorite thing this week?
Do I have a favorite thing? Sure. My daughter put up a best time in her 50 freestyle this week at the high school swim meet. So that was awesome. So it has nothing awesome to do with Army and or even football. But yeah. And then my other daughter came home from college. That was also awesome. So yeah. I had a good weekend. I had a good week. Had nothing to do with any of this, but it was cool.
Very cool. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for listening. It's, coming off the bye week, it's always a little weird, especially when we're coming off of a loss and facing a big game. So thanks for bearing with us. Hope you guys enjoyed the Jason Horwitz show last week. James and Rob did a great job with that. Thanks to James for getting Jason on the show. So if you haven't checked that out, gives you some insight into who's calling Army football games. So, with that, make sure to go ahead and subscribe to all of our social media, join our Patreon, check out Uniform Flag and Emblem Athletic, and make sure to follow us on Twitter for game day play-by-play. So, go Army beat Wisconsin.
Beat them.
Thanks for listening to Ask for Football, Army Football Show. Tune in next week as the Ask for Football team provides you more hot takes and insights to the Army football season. And as always, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Uniform Flag. Get a great conversation piece for your home or office. A handmade American flag made by veterans from actual U.S. military uniforms. These custom flags will add mystique to anywhere that you choose to display them, with all the proceeds going to the Lead the Way Fund. Sign up for our mailing list and get the latest info at askforfootball.com. Stay tuned for new episodes coming to a podcast platform near you.